What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. That's right, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know the vibes. Y'all know what it's hitting for. We are music licensing in the coolest form. Shout out to my brother Robert. Shout out to my brother Jermaine. We are in the building. Shout out to all of y'all. Got us charting, you know, Lithuania, Nigeria, across all these different platforms, man. So big shout out to y'all. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all listening, tapping in. It's financial literacy for your music. But not just that. I mean, we do a lot of stuff, man, right? It's not just about the music, mind, body, and soul. So shout out to y'all for tapping in. But as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day. I love this word of the day, man. It goes like this. Have friends who discuss starting businesses, investing, gym/diet, and self-development. I'll say this again. Surround yourself with friends who discuss starting businesses, investing, gym/diet, and self-development. I think that word of the day is pretty straightforward. I'm into health, I'm into fitness, I'm also into investing, I'm also into self-development, and I like to surround myself with like-minded people. So, you know, for all of you listening to this particular episode of the podcast, make sure your surrounding cast tends to be progressive, right? You guys, you know, it's good to laugh, joke, have a good time, but ultimately you need balance. And that balance comes in the form of being able to discuss different topics, different ideas, being able to grow together. You know, I got a lot of friends who are entrepreneurs like myself, very motivated, business minded, and we talk about ideas. You know, we have fun, we have a good time, we can go out, joke, have some drinks, but at the end of the day, we always gonna try to be forward thinking and progressive, right? And that's what you need in your circle, man. Surround yourself with winners so you guys can win together collectively. And that is the word of the day. All right, but for today, we got a fire episode, because a lot of musicians, they want to make money from getting their music in TV and film, but they simply don't know how, right? And that's the whole purpose of this platform, is to educate you guys on how to do it, right? So just look at me as like your coach. You know, I've done a lot of these podcasts because I love teaching. I love providing information that can help people take their careers, their lives to the next level. I've provided one-on-one coaching, you know, previously, presently, you know, people that purchase consultative packages from me, you know, which is fine. You know, I coach people. I love to do it. We got e-courses. We got Sound of Success coming up. You know, it's going to be a virtual music licensing extravaganza, for lack of better words, right? We got a lot of blue chip people coming in. So if you want to tap in, you want to get more connected, definitely go through our site. We put the link down below so you can check it out. And, you know, that's that. But for today's episode, we're going to talk about how to make $100,000 a year with music licensing. I'll say that again. How to make $100,000 a year from music licensing. Now, disclaimer alert. You know, when you see those commercials for like medications, you know, and the people moving in slow motion and they happy, and then underneath it, it's like they talking fast, but they saying some wild stuff, some wild shit, like, you know, may cause stroke, may cause heart attack, may cause you to slap your wife, right? So here's the disclaimer, right? These results will vary for different musicians, right? There are a lot of factors that play into this, right? What type of music you make, the demand for your type of music, how good you are as a musician. But overall, this is a blueprint on how to make 100K a year from music licensing, all right? It's very possible. I made a lot of money from music licensing. I know a lot of people that make a lot of money from music licensing. Personal friends of mine have seen briefs. If anybody doesn't know what a brief is, that basically means that something that's presented where they are looking for a certain song, a certain style, right? And briefs, I've had friends who have seen briefs for at least $1 million for one song, right? Half a mil, 250K. So to make $100,000 a year from music licensing is not far-fetched, right? So I want you guys to retrain your brain and your thinking, you know, from a defeatist mentality to a winner mentality, because you can do it. Now, what does that look like in theory, right? Well, I'm going to show you, right? So get out your pens, get out your pads. Let's go to school, right? Our academy is called Rhythm Couture University, right? So we got some free gems for y'all today. The first thing, build up your catalog. right? There's artists I know, they got like 5 songs, 10 songs that they've been working on for the past 10 years, and that's all they have. That is not going to cut it, and I'll tell you why. You need to have a lot of songs in your catalog that you can work with, all right? I'll say that again. Have a lot of songs in your catalog. You should have, for me personally, I got over 1,000 songs. That's a bit prolific. I don't expect all of you guys to have that type of output because I've been doing music for a long time. But you should build up your catalog. Why? This is important. Once you get with a sync agent, a lot of times like sync agents would prefer to have exclusive music that's exclusive to their library, right? Because they can get higher payouts for that song. Now, why is the payout higher for an exclusive song? Well, like we said before, when something is not as accessible, then the value increases. So because if you have a dope song that not everybody has access to, the value goes through the roof. They're like, yo, where'd this song come from? This song is fire. All right, how much? Now you have leverage. If that song is in multiple libraries and this library, they can purchase the song for $3,000, but this one over here, they could purchase it under a blanket license where someone pays, you know, $100 a year and they can download as much music as they want. The value of your music decreases by being in that library. So that's why you want to have a lot of songs, a lot of music, because you can negotiate. Well, your sync agent can negotiate on your price in terms of it being a bit higher, right? I've gotten $25,000 for one song, right? I mean, so the prices vary. I've gotten, you know, $1,000 for one song. It varies depending upon the sync agent that represents you and that song being exclusive versus non-exclusive. Now, in addition to having songs on an exclusive basis, you also want to have songs on a non-exclusive basis. So that means that you will find music licensing companies, right? To find these companies, just Google music licensing companies, right? You're going to see hundreds of companies come up. You do your due diligence. You go to each website. You see their roster. See who they represent. Do they represent music similar to yours or don't they? Is there like a certain void that you can fulfill by being on that roster, right? Check out the contract. Make sure that contractually it makes sense. You know, I think preferably for most artists, 50-50 splits are ideal, right? You know, to take less than that is not ideal, right? So you want to get a contractual agreement that's a fair representation of what you want to get monetarily in return for your music, all right? I would say find reputable music licensing companies with decent payouts. I'm not talking about these jingle libraries where, you know, you're getting like $5, $10 for your song. That's atrocious, right? Like, you can't even get a value meal from McDonald's with that. Like, what are we talking about? Like, you know, and hey, I'm not knocking it. Maybe for some people, that's what they want. But my goal here is to educate you guys to make the most money possible. I want you guys out here making $10 a song. That's like disgraceful. You know what I'm saying? So be very selective with these music libraries. Be upfront. You know, if they show an interest in you, okay, you know, once you review the contractual agreement, does it make sense monetarily? You know, that's important. Now, here's the trick bag. When you have a sync agent that's working your songs exclusively, getting higher rates, when you have some of your content spread across the board in non-exclusive music libraries that's generating income, what's going to happen is you're going to start to see a residual domino effect, right? So when your song is featured in a major television show, your song is featured in a major movie, you're going to see a drastic increase. Like when one of my songs was in Power, it went up 135,000% in the green. Literally 135,000% in the green, right? So what happens? Your streams go up. Then you start to get more downloads. Your publishing goes crazy. You start to get all these different looks, and that's called residual success based upon, you know, whatever placement you got, right? But the name of the game, you got to start with having a lot of content, right? And you got to have that content in the right platform. So like I said, you know, focus on those two things. That's critical. That's pivotal to your success. I would never mislead you or misguide you or downplay the fact that you do need to have some great content, right? Because it starts with the music. It ends with the music. And making sure that your reputation, you know, your reputation is good, it's solid. People know that you're reliable, you're consistent, that you make good music. Build those relationships, build up your catalog, so that way you can make a substantial amount of money on an annual basis, all right? And basically, that's it in a nutshell. You know, I kept it short and sweet. That way you guys can kind of just fundamentally do what you got to do. If you got any questions, sound off in the comments below, man. Until next time, peace, love, peace.